A year ago, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed to cut traffic deaths to zero by 2024. But as WNYC's Kat Aaron and Kate Hines report, the city has struggled to correctly count the number of deaths. And when people do die, the NYPD fails to notify the public almost a quarter of the time. We begin with Kate Hines.
Douglas Matrullo had a childhood like a lot of Italian-American kids in New York City back in the day. Born in the West Village, he grew up across from John's Pizzeria on Bleecker Street. In the 1950s, he played games like Scully, Johnny on a Pony, and Kick the Can. He attended Our Lady of Pompeii, a local Catholic school. 3 months ago, Douglas Matrullo died, like a lot of New Yorkers, from blunt force injury to the torso and extremities after being hit by a car on Park Avenue and 23rd Street. The driver fled the scene, but Matrullo was able to give police a description of the car, a silver or gray four-door sedan. 8 hours later, he was pronounced dead at Bellevue Hospital, making him one of over 240 traffic deaths so far this year, a number that's almost on par with homicides.
I'm Kat Aaron. We almost didn't find out about Douglas Matrullo's death. The NYPD says it notifies reporters of every fatal traffic crash in the city, usually through an email that reads something like 13th Precinct, Collision Investigation. But we never saw one about Matrullo. I only found out about his death by digging into data buried on the NYPD's website. I called the police to find out more and spoke to Detective Mark Nell.
I was calling to see if you might have any more information on a hit and run from September 4th.
We don't even have a sheet on that, so that means it wasn't serious. But it definitely wasn't a serious one where someone died.
The person did die.
September 4th?
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Actually, it's not all that weird. Of the more than 240 fatal crashes this year, by our count, the NYPD didn't notify the public in 69 of those deaths. Detective Nell emailed me a brief description of the crash, but it had the wrong spelling of the victim's name, Magrullo with a G, not Matrullo with a T.
That misspelled email was all we had to go on, but we couldn't find a record of anyone named Magrullo, dead or alive. Our data news team finally traced him through an old address, finding a reference to a D. Matrullo, which led us to his cousin, Richard.
Mr. Matrullo, hi. I'm Kate Hines.
It turned out Richard Matrullo lived just a couple of blocks away from WNYC. At a table in his small walk-up apartment, he opened an envelope filled with old black-and-white photographs.
He was just walking around with the snakeskin boots and fancy jackets, cowboy hats.
Douglas dropped out of high school, moved to San Francisco, and opened a boutique. But he had a lifelong struggle with drugs. At the time of his death, he was living at Kenmore Hall, a residence on East 23rd Street for the formerly homeless. Richard says his family hasn't heard anything from the NYPD for months.
Nope, never. The few times we made attempts, even my son had called the detective. He was supposed to get back to him. No response to ever get back to us.
Not only had WNYC not heard about Matrullo's hit and run, no one else seemed to have either. We asked six other newsrooms if they had learned about Matrullo's death from the NYPD. They hadn't. We canvassed the area and asked local merchants if they'd heard anything about it. They hadn't. The NYPD told WNYC they have no witnesses, no video, and no suspects.
But the outcome can be different, as it was in Dewey Cho's case. Cho, a 33-year-old banker, was also killed in September. That crash was also in the 13th Precinct, just a few blocks south of where Matrullo was struck. In Cho's case, the NYPD not only sent the press an email blast, but widely distributed details of the suspect's car.
A new surveillance video of the car that ran over and killed a man over the weekend in Union Square. So take a look because police need your help. They're still looking.
Morning. Right now, police are looking through surveillance video.
Cho's fiance, Jennifer Kosakowski, says thanks to an anonymous tip, a suspect was caught a few days later.
I mean, it could have been anybody, but it was just somebody who spotted the car and recognized it from the video that was circulating.
We asked the NYPD why it didn't send out information about Matrullo's hit and run. A spokesperson said the unit that responded didn't think his injuries were serious enough, so it didn't call in the specially trained squad that gathers evidence at crash scenes, evidence that could have been used to snare a suspect. Transportation Alternatives' Paul Steely White says that happens all too often.
It's outrageous that there are still today in the Vision Zero era so many deaths, so many crashes that are falling through the cracks.
We found at least two other cases where the crash unit hadn't been called immediately. In those cases, the public also wasn't immediately notified, even though the person died.
The NYPD still has a bunker mentality when it comes to crash information, and I think that stems from historic defensiveness, that they're not doing enough to investigate crashes.
He says that mindset is changing. But even so, in our investigation, we found that the city is struggling to track just how many traffic fatalities there are. The NYPD posts a monthly count. The police also report crashes to the city's main data site. WNYC also keeps a count, adding in tips, news reports, and social media. Those three counts never match. Here's an example. In early November, police listed more than 210 deaths, while the city had about 180. WNYC put the total at 220. Paul Steely White.
We can't achieve Vision Zero while we still have so many innocent victims being swept under the rug.
Over the course of our reporting, we brought this discrepancy to the attention of the mayor's office, which looked into it and found that some data for highway-related deaths was being wrongly excluded. That has since changed. But the counts still don't align, and it's hard to tell why some deaths aren't being included in the official tallies, like an M14 bus driver who died when a man in a stolen vehicle plowed into his bus. A community organizer from Detroit, headed to a speech at the New School, struck near Penn Station. And there are dozens who remain unidentified. Scott Gastel, a spokesman for the city's Department of Transportation, says it takes time to reconcile the numbers.
At the end of the year, look at the numbers then, when everyone has everything reported.
In a hit and run, the end of the year may be too late. 3 months after the death of his cousin, Richard Metrullo isn't holding out hope.
I mean, maybe because of the type of life he led, they just thought he was a nobody and would just brush it under the rug. It's the only thing I could assume. But it ain't right.
The police still haven't found the driver of the silver or gray four-door sedan that fled Park Avenue and East 23rd Street in the early morning of September 4th. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.
And I'm Kat Aaron.
WNYC is profiling everyone who died in traffic crashes in the city this year. You can find them at Mean Streets on WNYC.org.